We're very happy to be able to share with you some insights on NodeCode and how this can be used for art history and exile studies. But first of all, a little bit about us. So who are we? My name is Geert Kessels, and this is Pim van Bree. We founded Lab 1100 in 2011 while studying at the University of Amsterdam. And since then, we have been working together with universities, research institutes, and museums to work on various applications in the field of digital humanities, and most specifically on our platform, NodeCode. So we also started to work on that in 2011. And what we have done since then is we have assisted researchers in the humanities to work with data, to store their data, and to also visualize their data through time and space. So that's really the core of NodeCode, to allow researchers to work with their data in a digital manner, to be able to use different modes of relations. We've been doing that with many projects. So this is a small section of that. You can explore more use cases on our websites if you want to learn more on how NodeCode can be used for various research processes. And what NodeCode allows you to do, and this is also how the Metromod project uses NodeCode, is that first you make a data model that is focused on your research question. So we've worked together with the Metromod team to create a data model with which they can store data on people, on personal connections, on events, on objects, on locations. And after you've done that, you can use the environment to collaborate in a digital workspace and to add data to this. This is also what the Metromod team has been doing in the past years. They've been working on their NodeCode project collaboratively and creating a data set that has been growing off since a couple of years already. And once you have done that, you can go to the third step and publish this. So this is what we're working on right now, to create digital publications, interactive visualizations that allows visitors to explore that data in an interactive manner. So just to give you a couple of examples, what you can do with NodeCode before we look at how the Metromod team uses it. What's very important to note is in NodeCode, you can take different scales. So this also comes back in the data from the Metromod project. You can work on a global, on a macro scale to really look at global patterns as they unfold. But you can also look really in a very focused manner in an inner city landscape to look at how interactions take place within the landscape of a city. And once you're storing data in such a manner, you can use this for public presentations as well. So to really allow people to walk through cities and to explore the data that has been stored in the environment. Apart from the location situation, you can also use NodeCode to store relationships, social networks, to see how networks emerge within cities or how networks emerge over various topics. This can all be done in a way that really is focused on the research project at hand. And this can be then published in various manners. So you can publish maps to show the data. You can also publish interactive archives that people can then explore to look at the different aspects of your research project. But you can also look at it from a museum perspective, where you project NodeCode data on a table, for example, and then look at it really as you're visiting a museum. Now, looking at the Metromod data, we can log in into their NodeCode environment. And then what we see here is the project that they are working on. We can first go to the model, and then you see that you as a researcher, you have the ability to model the environment based on the needs that you have. So the researchers of the MetroMod project, they expressed the needs of their the questions that they had. Then we've created a data model that allows them to store this data. So for example, if we look at a person, you see that the data model of the person reflects the needs that they have in terms of the uncertainty that they're dealing with, in terms of the data that they need for their analysis, the data that they need to make connections to other resources. So you're really, Notebook really allows you to model it based on the needs that you have as a researcher. So this is also the reason why you can use Notebook for many approaches and in many different research projects. So once you've modeled your data, you can start to enter it. And here you see then the different types of data that the MetroMod team can enter in their environment. Looking at the people data, you see that they now have entered a list of people. You can then open one of those people and then see what data has been stored. To look at all the data that the researchers put in, you see that they also have been storing media. So you can store really the images itself in your Notebook environment. And then here you see that you're able to store multiple locations for one person in this case. So that allows you to really map the biography, or in this case, the exile of this person. So here we really see how Notebook can be used to analyze patterns of exile. And this can then be visualized immediately from within the environment. So here you see the biography of one person that you can explore through time. So see where they were born, where they went into exile to a second stop. And then finally also where this person died. So that's something that you can do for one person, but you can also do this for many people to see where they went, which cities they were. And to do that, you then just open all the people in the database and you run the visualization, and then you see that you get this global perspective. So here you see that you're able to switch perspectives quite quickly. From a global perspective, you can then also zoom in to a really cityscape perspective and also look at the communities that emerge within one city. So you can then start to look at the city to see where these exiled artists flocked together, whether they established a community right there, while still being able to zoom out to look at the more global patterns throughout the world. So that's really all within one environment. And after that, you can also look at how you would like to publish this, either from a global perspective, so using another background layer and then looking at the movements on a global scale, or really, again, focusing on a city landscape, in this case, in Istanbul. We can open all the data for Istanbul and then see how the group of people that were there interacted with each other and how they established communities in certain parts of the city. So I think this is should give you a nice first overview of what you can do with Notebook. We're happy to answer questions later on as well.